place mm-hmm. that has 60 people sitting, and you can do presentation, you can do everything. But it's so much to say.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
I don't know how many times I said love me, love forever. I don't know. I'm so happy this 2015 is over and 2016 is coming.
Woo!
Yes, everybody in the studio says
woo! Woo-hoo! Hey!
This is one of those days that Ilona Europa, your host of 3 years, will probably go crazy because I have so many wonderful talents and so many smart people, so many creative people and gorgeous people. I have even a woman who looks like me. I could just disappear. She can pop up into my seats and claim that she's Ilona Europa, and I will love that. Hi, Evcia, Eva, Evunia, Eva. Hi, Eva.
Hello, Ilona. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I missed you dearly. Like I said, I try to sleep well because when you talk sometimes about these important things, my beautiful blonde hair, yours is too, is simply like, whatever said, I need to listen one more time. You have so smart head. I cannot describe this differently. You are too smart for me. I think so, sometimes.
Thank you so much. But I am also smart by the presence of wonderful people in my life, like you, and a special guest that we have here today, Michał Lisiecki.
Eva, we didn't say your second name, which is very unusual.
Well, Blaisdell, but my maiden name is Gajewska, Lisiecki-Gajewska, so the origin is European.
Yeah, mine was Ilona Kotapska, which means all Polish people have the S-K-A ending, and like you mentioned, we have this a very hard gentleman here.
Yes.
And he's also so smart that I'm so proud to be in Polish right now in his presence also. And then we have this amazing looking actor that everybody in 1 hour, please switch to LA Talk Radio video channel because everybody can see us, how we look. And I'm telling you, this would be one of the shows you don't want to miss. We are on a camera 1 hour from now, but our beautiful actor, model and singer and really, really girl who does great things right now on TV screen and not only. And her name is Christina De Rosa.
I didn't
mess up the name, everybody knows that sometimes I'm like with names especially it's not so easy when I have lots of guests. But Christina,
yes,
you mentioned, and I read little things here and there, that you are petite. You are petite.
I prefer piccolina in Italiana.
Piccolina.
It means cute little one.
And you are really cute and
thank
piccolina.
You.
And
thank you.
I can say that Accent On, this is the show that focuses on people with an accent, people who are coming from another countries and making big or making great journey in America. And I will say today, I have all of you and myself too, who really represent this, you know.
Thank you.
Fed, this direction. We really have the best of Europe, the best of whatever world can offer.
And the best of space, because there is another universe out there.
Yes.
Okay, these things, we are talking about space, and everybody says space. What does this mean, space? What does this mean, space, Eva, when you claim space?
Brilliant question. Number one, it brings together some incredible human beings who are delighted to be on Earth, but are seeking new achievements in the unconquered territory, which
wow.
is space.
And space, we have our beautiful Ellen who is calling, but you describe what space in very short way. Hi, Ellen. You'll be talking
Hello,
to us in a second.
Ilona.
Okay, you are my woman in space, I will say, like Eva mentioned, you are appearing and popping up in a place that I want you to be here, but you are not here with us, but I still feel like you're supposed to be. How are you?
I feel like I'm there. I'm a woman in space, but I am there in spirit.
Oh, yeah. And last week when you called, you were in line for Star Wars. Did you like it?
I did. I loved it.
Then you will like our guest today. They will be talking about space. We'll be talking about cosmos, you know, and our guest will take us there. And they will even talk to our beautiful actor, Christina De Rosa, how to be virtual actor, which Hollywood looks
nice.
Like it's a lot of money for that. But you are here for a reason, my dear, or here, not
okay.
Here, you are calling in. You know, it's 2015. I'm so tired of this year. So freaking tired. I'm so happy 2016 is coming up, but I'm scared of this 2016 also, because I don't want to live chaos life like I do. That's how I say in English. I don't want to live in a chaos. And that's what I live life for last 3 years. I want some peace. And you are the woman that will tell us how to not live in chaos in 2016. But first, I need to introduce you. Who are you, girl?
Okay. I'm Ellen Rohr, the plumber's wife, and I'm a business expert. I help people start, fix, and grow their own businesses and make their own money.
Okay, I like that. I like make my own money. I'm tired of making my own money. I want somebody else to hand me money. Say, honey, you don't need to ever make your own money. But looks like this will not happen in 2015. Hopefully 2016. I'll be bored if somebody hand me money. Nah, I want your advice. You tell us, Ellen. You tell us what to do to make my life better and not being living in a chaos. And for all of my guests who have plans out of this world, how to live peaceful, successful, nice life with Ellen by our side.
Well, I've been thinking about our question today, and I've got some tips for you. And you know, this time of year is chaotic because there's family, there's holidays. A lot of times it brings up a lot of memories. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're stressful. So the end of the year can be particularly chaotic. And so what we want to do for 2016 is decide that we want things to go a little smoother and make ourselves a little happier and a little richer. So here is a tip for you.
Okay.
When someone interrupts you or distracts you or comes flying into your office or into your home and announces something that needs your attention immediately, my tip of the year is to stop and consider if you need to respond right now. So often our lives are lived in this stimulus response. Like every time someone acts, we feel compelled to react and react immediately.
We're nice people.
And my advice is to just not react at all, at least for a moment. Does that make sense?
I love that. I think
Christina likes it. Who butts into your life, Christina?
I think what it is nowadays is with social media, you have Twitter and Instagram and LinkedIn and Facebook and so many ways where people expect you to absolutely be available 24/7.
But if your manager is calling in a time that you maybe don't want him to call, you need to pick up the phone. What is your name, manager's name?
My manager's name is Guido Grimaldi.
He's here, and his name is very Italian.
You might choose to respond, but you don't have
you
to
don't
respond
have.
Exactly.
Instantly. And so some things may, and once we choose, then the power comes back to us. Because otherwise, you give your power away to everyone who enters your orbit.
Orbit. We like this cosmic place.
Keeping with the theme today, you know.
Yes, you are with the theme. Come on over. How many hours you are from here away?
Ellen. 2 hours. It's 2 hours later. I'm in Missouri.
Oh, poor girl.
I'm at my mama's house.
I love you, mommy.
We're a little Christmas vacationing.
Okay, then your tip for 2016 is if somebody knocks to your door, and I'm joking, but is not expected or just wants something from you right now, right away, you just stop and say, is this worth it?
Is it worth it? Do I have to respond right this minute? And I'm just talking about a moment. A moment is long enough to reclaim your power and decide, do I want to do this? Because the deeper message here is that do what you want to do. That is important to honor that. Nobody needs another martyr. Nobody needs another martyr.
You speak like a real woman. I love your woman, the business woman. And I have this idea that 2016 you'll be calling like once a month and give us tips for
I would love to. I love you so much. I love your energy. It was such an honor to be on your show. And I'm working on another trip to L.A. And if I come to L.A., I will come over there and give you a big hug and kiss.
No, you will be having full hour for yourself and no light off.
Well, we can have call-ins too. And congratulations on your acting career. I hope you go to the moon and beyond.
Thank you so much. You're
yes,
very
yes,
sweet.
She's really hot right now.
Thank you,
we
Nona.
Love you. Thank you so
you
much.
Soon.
And coming back to my guest. Bye, bye, Ellen.
And
bye.
Helen, kisses from space. Because one of the things that attracts me to endeavoring a new enterprises in space is because we can choose the code of behavior of human beings that is fresh, that is something that represents unspoiled ability to exist. And
it's not
part
crowded
of my
there.
Challenges and opportunities, ask us, if we were to ask what it is that we as humans want to represent in unspoiled space of space, what type of behavior, value system,
the best
energies we would like to take and expose Aww. The space to. So your tip was very apropos.
Yeah, yes, the less chaos, just wait and think about yes. it twice, what we want to bring with us upstairs
right.
somewhere. And
but I know someone who is sitting here next
okay.
to us
yeah.
who is totally perfect when it comes to the Twitter and Facebook, multiple Facebook responses.
And I think it needs special introduction.
And then he's a publisher of many, many publications. So how do you do it? How can you deal with Helen's advice?
Well, that was a very powerful advice because today's world, what Christina also said, all the social media, it pops up all the minutes. So every minute there is someone in my office, if not coming through the door, then popping up on the email. And that's really very important that you stay away from social media for some time. And for me, coming to LA is you know, a 9-hour difference from my office. So once I wake up, everyone is done with their job. So they cannot really correspond me. And what happened, the place I'm staying in, there is no mobile connection as well. So nobody is calling me. And that's the time of the year where
Good
I can really stop and think over my strategy for 2016. So very powerful advice. And
Michał, I need to introduce you properly because you are very, very special and unusual gentleman. You are very young. You are around 40, 39 years old.
Before.
Yes, and let me get him older because we like this way. Everybody talks to us. How old are you? Okay, you are 39 still.
Right, correct.
Okay, you are 39 and I have a note, of course, about you and I read, but I would like to just read a little bit. You started your first successful company at the age of 16. Then they call you a player in the media, new tech industry for nearly 20 years. You claim, or that's the truth, that you started your business having $2,000 in your pocket, and then you created so many ventures and built a very strong Polish media platform that right now is expanding to the America and is also a listed company on the stock exchange, which is very, very unusual. Again, you are 39 years old. You are coming to America because you think that life between both countries or Europe and America need to really work side by side. And you have some ideas for that with Eva.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Then take it from here because your world is bigger than life. Us, Eva's also. You have so much things going on and we will be giving you, hopefully with Eva, another hour on LA Talk Radio next week and we can expand this journey of both of your journeys. Tell me, if I will need to talk about who are you and what really is your role right now for another 20 years, what is your vision as an entrepreneur, as a businessman, as a publisher, because you have so many hats on your head and I'm not saying how good and big your magazine, weekly magazine, European magazine of that is called Wprost, everybody needs to repeat, but it's the really strong economical magazine that talks about everything, money, culture, lifestyle, but probably money the most. Then tell me, who are you? What are you dreaming about and your journey?
So my company is much smaller than it was a couple of years ago due to crisis that happened, but smaller doesn't mean less powerful. To describe the company in one sentence, well, I've just changed the government in Poland.
Oh, God. Bravo.
And the key single factor that changed the government was the leak of the tapes that we did. And it was a very powerful story in Poland. And, you know, media is... We cannot avoid politics on media. We always discuss it. We always comment on it. So that's all about politics in country, local politics, international. You cannot avoid it. Influence your
that
life.
That is dangerous.
Well, it was dangerous. I had to fight for my family for a while, opposing Polish government with the tapes, and the leak was so strong, and it was like 800 hours of leak of the tapes that we published some of them, just the most important ones. But basically, it was fighting for freedom of press, freedom of speech, and if I can say, Poland does very well on First Amendment of the Constitution on the West. We have the freedom of press, freedom of speech, and although there was a lot of dispute, a lot of fight, my opponents could not understand it, but today, with the new government in power, Poland does really well in terms of European. It's also leading Europe, which is very divided. What brings me to US, what I want to do, well, Europe does not have this power of states that you do. You can create media here through 51 states, and it goes big. And in Europe, we speak different languages, and there is huge barrier. There is no synergy between country and country. Yeah. Well, simply, the newsrooms have to be created in all
but
the...
But is this not money what really makes the world go around, goes around?
No, I think
is this
it's
not
love.
When you,
love
it's a
makes,
lo- okay,
love makes
love
the world
her.
Go around.
I love you, 2016. Oh, yeah, nice. She's the beautiful actors. Okay, I will say I'm searching for that answer, the love. But money, you are talking also of changing the political direction in Poland is very, very important. And you are one of those, it looks like, who just helped to build new Poland. Yes, the 2015 is pretty unusual time. And you think will change Poland for a long time, or is so much to do still?
Well, I don't know if for long. You know, politicians are like diapers. You have to change them
a lot.
For very, very often, and for the same reason.
Wow.
And yeah, true. But so we don't know for how long. But media, we are the people who are to watch what politicians do with our money.
Wow.
It's us working every day, paying taxes. Whatever you do, even a bottle of water has a tax in it.
Yeah.
It's
our money.
Yeah, it's our money.
You know, and I like you are talking from position of power, and I like, of course, I'm from Poland, and I always like to speak loudly, and my thoughts sometimes were getting me into trouble. Yes, I'm living right now in America, but I will be crossing to Poland a lot right now, and one of my daughter is living in Brussels, and she also, you know, writes about Polish culture. She has a doctor degree, and I'm so happy that you will meet Marlenka Wieczorek. Mama is thinking about you. I know that you both will be talking, because I think it's something that the young people at the same age like you, they can change the Polish picture, how is and how will be from this moment on. But you're right, the changes are very slow or very fast. This depends a lot from press, because press can wire up certain topics or make them uglier or make them prettier. And poor people who listen to or read magazines, they are pretty confused. The same, you know, Christina, are you agreeing? When we are watching American TV, it's like every morning they talk about certain things and they have point of view, and I'm very confused sometimes. I have trouble to get my own opinion. I want somebody to research for me, and hopefully Frost, your magazine, the weekly magazine, and brainy people, very brainy like you, they can do this for us. And like you said, America, you can say what you want. This radio special is uncensored. Thank you, LA Talk Radio. But in Poland, I think it's still dangerous to be so free.
No,
to do what you want.
It's a lot about the image, but, you know, truly, for me, publishing one of the toughest stories in Poland, it was not really threatening. I did not afraid of my life or anything like that from the government. So really, in Poland, well, the key is we've sold most of the media. They are owned by other nations today, so only 24% of the media is owned by Polish-origin companies.
Okay.
So that's a problem, so we have to fight a bit, but it's not really struggling. So I think the media does well. There is a freedom of speech, freedom of gathering, and well, so Poland now is I would say it's very hot country in in Europe, it's disturbing a little bit of stable Europe. And Europe needs it, really. And with the problems that Europe has, it's because of too much stability, I would say.
I love it. I love the way that how you say it. I love that you smile a little bit. And again, everybody who wants to see us and see these great-looking people, smart people, and the future for the world, really, please tune in or watch us 50 minutes from now. And we'll be having our... very good show, Accent on TV, the best of Poland, Europe, and the rest of the world on a camera. And all of us will be talking again about similar stuff or maybe something new. I have, of course, I will be coming back to Michael, but Michael?
Yeah, it was Michael as well.
Okay, cool. But we have this little break from the tension of money issues and politics and great things that space center in California will offer, which Eva will tell us a little bit. I want a little bit breathe and talk about culture, Hollywood, new stuff that all America is watching right now on TV. And because we have really, really hot actor here, and I'm not saying only hot because you're a great looking girl and a lady, woman, but you really seems like you have momentum right now. Do you feel that?
Thank you so much. I'm glad you recognize it and acknowledge it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you. Yes,
do you feel this? Because I think it's good when you feel like, oh, something's cooking and that's the time and you need to squeeze this. Hello, manager. You know, you need to squeeze too and help squeeze every moment of this. Oh, tell me, Christina, what's going on in your life? If you can tell us, your roots are from originally from
Italy.
Hello.
Italia, sì. Yes, bella, bellissima Italia, sì.
I just love, I have so many wonderful friends. One of my the best friends, I gave him passport to be in America on an artist visa. He's a composer, Domenico Capuano, and he did so many hot pop hits that all of us dances all around the world, but now he's scoring movies. And I'm so proud because when you find somebody, you know, it has this certain aura because you are insider, you're an American really, but I believe the people with an accent with different roots, they're bringing something special, maybe different touch, different mood to
the
scenes.
I'm very proud to be Italian. Absolutely.
Wow.
I come from an Italian-American family and I have grandparents who were born in Italy, so I'm very rooted in
you're
culture.
Living the two realities in America anyway.
Absolutely. And I've been all over Italy. I've been to probably about 25 different cities in Italy and I loved every moment of it. And I ate my way through Italy and I walked my way through Italy and I made love through Italy.
Oh, another show. I want to hear that very much so. But now, the moment is now. You have so many good things on TV right now and people probably recognize your face. Probably they're falling in love with you. And then 2016, something really crazy is happening and it's great.
Yeah.
Please just tell us. We
absolutely,
want to know.
Absolutely, absolutely. In 2016, I'll be playing the role of Nicole on the TV show Blackish, the Emmy-nominated ABC TV show Blackish.
Everybody repeats Blackish.
Yes, it was so much fun working on that show and I'm really excited for it to air. I'll be in Sink or Swim is the name of the first episode I'll be in. And you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook and go to my website ChristinaDeRosa.com for all the information on dates and air dates and all that good stuff. I'll keep you posted on everything, I pinky promise. So yeah, I got that TV show and I worked on Devious Maids in 2015 with Susan Lucci, which was so much fun. Susan Lucci is a woman of class and grace and sophistication, and she is exactly what I want to be when I'm her timeless age.
You could look like a daughter.
Exactly, I do,
It's so true. Yes, and then your career, you are very young, but you
I'm timeless. I don't do age. My mother taught me we don't do numbers unless we're talking about money. So
coming back to Mr. Michał or Michael or Eva.
Want to say, looking at your profile, that I think that we are ready for another reincarnation of Gina Lollobrigida, Sofia Loren.
Thank you.
And Italy and
Anna Magnani.
Italia.
There's a lot of fantastic Italian actresses I admire. And
of course, the great music.
I wish that you will carry on with the tradition that we so much love.
Thank you so much.
Do you like to play roles mostly... dramatic, or maybe like you are Italian, you have no choice. Sometimes they give you what you can get also in Hollywood. But if you have your dream role, what this will be?
My dream role is to be in a movie musical. to be Maria in West Side Story, the remake of a movie musical,
okay.
Adelaide in Guys and Dolls. Much like the Moulin Rouge and much like a lot of the movie musicals that they've redone throughout the years, big movie productions. But to be able to sing, because I do sing as well as act, I would love to be Judy Garland in the remake of the biopic of Judy Garland's life story.
Oh, that sounds like good 2016 plan.
Exactly. That's
and
the
I'm
plan.
Telling you, I just need to probably introduce you to Domenico Capuano, who is the scoring gentleman for a lot of movies right now in Hollywood. But again, I'm joking, but I think that all the great things happen when great people are meeting. And
absolutely.
Me also meeting yesterday, Natalia Lazarus from Santa Monica International Theater, which is a Los Angeles theater for, again, for international actors, but right now, not only international, the domestic people can come and study there. But then she said, oh my gosh, I remember her. I was aww. On her show and she was singing. She's just wonderful. And you know, the small world in this world is very small
yes,
world. You
yes.
know. Then coming back to Eva, who, like I said, she looks like me, I look like her. And 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, I met Eva for the first time. She is amazing. Her heels are always high. When she comes to the studio, she looks like she could be on a stage or acting. But it's one of those great ladies that when you look at her, you know she's fun, but boy, she's smart. Eva, you're scaring me always, okay? You just tell us a little bit your journey. After when you left corporation, maybe mm-hmm. you can tell us a little bit
before,
about your past.
Go first. Start, okay. start from acting.
Okay. Okay. Oh, now we got you. Then start. You know, please tell us a little bit. Tell us a little bit about your life
which
story.
Which one? Me
closer
now.
To microphone. Okay. Closer to microphone.
Yes. Well, I don't know if that's the story, but I left Poland when I was a graduate student because I was casted in a film that was directed by at that time very famous Polish director. I think he might have been my boyfriend that time. I don't remember.
That's funny.
I did something that no other Polish actors dared to do at that time, which is to display my breast, which in 1976 was a shocking thing. In a and then I became paranoid and afraid that what will happen when everybody will see me in this particular part.
And now we are working with virtual reality.
And I started to pray for a solution, and I always find a solution that is really better than reality. So I decided that the best solution is to come to the United States as a graduate student and become a student here and leave Poland and my film behind. You know, funny story, later I found out that this film achieved a lot of recognition in Hollywood as a cult film, and I was famous for a moment,
breaking.
And my name is even listed.
Wow.
But anyway, speaking of my roots and
yes.
speaking of the
business
stage, Michael and I shared a spectacular stage, compliments of Michael, in Europe when the common goals and mission that we share, which includes space, caused us to undertake, and Michael executed beautifully, the first space defense and technology roundtable between the United States and Poland.
How many people were around
well,
the table?
I think we had like 150 people.
That's a big table.
But it's a big table. But what I want to say, which is really important, and this is something that speaks also about Michael, we are committed to helping young people, young entrepreneurs, to reach their stars, reach their space. And Michael spoke so eloquently about Poland, and there is one asset of Poland that we want to recognize. And I know you, Ilona, also will, speaking of your daughters, you are also on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
Intelligence and brightness of young Polish people is amazing, especially entrepreneurs. What they lack is something that also is causing Michael to be also with us today, which is a size of the capital and an ability to carry the risks that only this country can offer.
Understand.
Plus
understand.
The reward and the fact that if you think, okay, I want to make $1 billion or I want my company to be worth $1 billion in 18 months, no one will act surprised in this country. And as a matter of fact, in the circles or in my orbit where I travel, unless you say that your startup should be worth $2 billion in 2 months or 2 years, no one will really pay attention to you anymore. And I love this greatness of dreams that this country fulfills, and they are still realistic. And those dreams brought me here. And it was also at the beginning of, I know that we are not supposed to speak about age, and I comply with that, but let me age myself a little bit. I wanted to go for the biggest dreams, so of course I went almost immediately to Silicon Valley, and I was one of the first women, actually, now looking around, who were engaged in building what Silicon Valley is today. And actually, when we were doing it, it was much more classy place, and it was, you know, kind of sophisticated. We were not wearing hoodies. We were wearing, you know, some nice stuff, but also creating incredible technologies. But, you know, when I met President Valenza in 1991 as a very accomplished American business person, I was invited by the chairman of Ameritech, I realize that it is a great obligation and opportunity to be of service of something bigger than money, career, prestige. And I decided to be of service to my original country and bring the best of the United States to Poland in 1990s, when Poland was regaining its freedom and was seeking role models, seeking ability to run business according to American principles. And I decided to take my capital and invest, and just like President Wałęsa asked me, to see how we can help create a new Poland, which, like Michael just stated, is evolving all the time, is one of the most dynamic countries. It's incredible. And something that I wanted to also acknowledge about Mike, which I think our American listeners will appreciate very much, not only he's a publisher, but he's a majority shareholder, which means his decisions are his personal financial decision. He puts on the line his money, he risks his money. And the courageous decision that he has made by publishing what he just shared with us required the entire total 100% plus of personal courage. Absolutely. Because he's not just an employee. Like, we have a lot of CEOs of publishing companies cashing nice paychecks and, you know, having a job. He is vested. And this is what I recognized from the distance, sitting here in Los Angeles, seeing how bravely he
is.
And I don't know if Michael will say it, so I will just introduce it. He was awarded by a very prestigious London-based award for his publishing courage just about a month ago.
Congratulations.
And I also would like to find a way to recognize, because I told Michael that if you did what you did here in this country, valuation of your company would probably triple on the stock market.
Right away.
Skyrocket.
Absolutely.
And you would be on the front pages of the magazines. And this
but
is
I
why
think we can talk about this more and more in America, because Americans people love stories like that.
Yes.
You know, they know that
exactly.
Europeans are courageous, but still the courage there and here is a little bit different. And you are not repeating somebody else's story. You are bringing from the bottom up. This is your story.
Encourage Michael to do that, because we as Europeans are more reserved in talking about ourselves.
It's so true, but this will change. Yeah. You know, we'll be asking you this question. You'll be putting them on a tape or on a camera, because we want to know you. We want to know all of us who are doing and changing the world around us. But having a courage to stand straight and say, not right, I think I know the truth. Because we all think we know the truth, but the truth is really, I think, one. And somebody eventually need to say it, and better people believe it. But looks like your newspaper, how many years you are owning this one?
Well, all the story started in US, actually. I've been to high school in Richmond, Virginia. And Poland is the GDP of Virginia and population of California, to make it closer to where we are. Most of the European countries are like that. But anyway, story started here in US, so I've been just 1 year in high school, but I could feel the spirit that Americans have, think big, I mean, and create it. So I went back to Poland. I already had a company, but I decided to do media. I was inspired by not very famous today, Rupert Murdoch story. So
they found you, and you are not in Poland. They know. Yeah. Working time. That's Eva. Eva, they found you. Yes.
So I started a company with, as we mentioned, $2,000 in my pocket. I invested in stock market. I lost half of it. So I started the company having $1,000. So I went for the internship to the largest Polish weekly opinion magazine, which is Time like Newsweek like magazine, Frost, which means direct. So I went to the publisher and he showed me how you do magazines, how you do press. And I asked him for the investment of $2,000, so we have four instead of two. And we go 50-50. And at that point, he refused. So I decided that I would run on my own. And after 15 years of running my media company, step by step, I bought the weekly.
Wow. What, do you know him still? Are you friend with him?
Yeah, we are not friends anymore. The transaction went wrong because...
$1,000. You ask him. You were clean. You gave him a choice.
Of course, I gave him a chance and we finally end up in court and I'm hopeful that he won. Because that way I could save a couple of million dollars by making him win.
That's very interesting. Fighting your gentleman who really, obviously he showed you what this newspaper can be, or you turned this newspaper into a completely different direction. What do you think?
Well, you know, in media we always seem to search for truth, but I don't think that there is something like a truth. Everyone of us is brought up in a different life, different history, different experience. So you may look at the color and say it's yellow.
My truth.
I will sell it's green. And there is nobody who can... be closer to the truth, right? It depends on so many. We can simply see things different.
Do you like that? Because it's too many opinions. When it comes to politics, it's too many opinions. Somebody need to narrow down these things that most of people who are not intelligent like that, or they need to hold on to somebody's brain and say, I understand what they say.
It's all about disputing. It's all about talking like we do here. We can enjoy the talk, and it depends only on the factor of emotion that we put in. Is positive, is negative. But coming back to Poland for a second, the greatest story that Poland has is the round table.
Yeah.
Right? The change that Poland went from communist time to full democracy in power, free economy market, it's all because the round table that happened in Poland, and where people who hate each other, they sit at the table and they discuss, and finally they agreed on something, which wasn't perfect. For us, the round table is really squared because we know the details. Poland has the most beautiful thing to export around the world, round table. We should sit as nations and discuss and talk and solve the problems instead of fighting each other, which we do every day.
Yeah, I think people like to fight. And in America, what do you think, Christina? Because you are in Hollywood, but Hollywood is a very unusual place. You cannot speak out your truth sometimes. It's scary to say what you think. If somebody offers you a role and you are like, I think I could change a little bit, can you do this? Can you?
Of course. I think there's absolute power in saying no. And as I've grown in my career, I've had to turn down smaller roles. And I believe to some degree that no role is really small, but I'll say small in terms of what I want. So you have to say no to what you don't want to make room for what you do want.
You are not afraid to say no? You think, because this business requires to just be always in action, always be somewhere being seen and do something. But I think the wrong decision can stop you sometimes so much from being better than the no in Hollywood. It's petrifying. It's probably very hard.
It's very difficult to say no, but there's great power in saying no. And every time I've turned down something that I knew in my gut was not going to serve my career, it was for my highest good, and something much bigger came along.
Can somebody tell you, you're wrong, you know, listen to me, and I think you're wrong. And then you listen to somebody who gives you advice, and you turn your way of thinking. Did it ever happen like that? Or mostly is your decision that somebody can change your mind?
Oh, well, I mean, I think it takes a village. I have many team members on my team to be an actor. I have managers, I have agents, I have managers and agents in New York and Louisiana and Carolina and Atlanta, all over the world. So there's many people that help you and support you, but ultimately I have to feel and I have to do what's right for me, and then I have to trust the decision I did make and trust it was the right decision. And there's power in that. There's great power in that. In any area of your life, you have to trust the decisions you make.
Do you like politics?
I will plead the fifth on that.
Oh, interesting. Do you think artists supposed to actors supposed to be politically?
I think that as an
involved?
Actor, as someone who's in the limelight, it is a great power and it's a great platform. Someone I admire as an actress is Alyssa Milano because she uses her social media to advertise for her humanitarian efforts, to advertise for UNICEF and different nonprofits, and to even push politically who she's voting for. And I think someone like that people have been following for decades is extremely powerful.
And I love because I got invitation to your birthday party, but really your birthday party had a nice feel to it.
It did.
Gave the money to
I asked in
somebody
lieu,
who needs.
I did. In lieu of gifts, I asked that everybody donate to St. Jude. St. Jude is fantastic, and together we surpassed my goal.
Wow.
And had an amazing party. I had over 250 people.
Beautiful.
I had photographers that took over 600 pictures. The pictures were on Getty Images. And Cipriani, the hotel Mr. C, where we had the party at, actually said, wow, we're so impressed with how many people you brought. We're going to give you. We're going
birthday
to gift
every
you.
Day. He'll give you that
yes.
birthday every month.
Well, they're going to gift us the grand ballroom next year for my birthday, December 17th, 2016.
Everybody puts this on the calendar.
Yes.
Everybody. The whole Los Angeles invited, but you need to give to St. Jude.
Yes.
You know, something else, money is good. And I post these links, of course, on
Thank
Accent
so
on Accent on TV. Then people, please, whoever listens to the show, you can check everything. All our guest stories, they are amazing humans here. Very, very amazing humans. Then maybe we'll take a little break. And like I said, Ilona Europa is a mother of two. And the one who works for Lionsgate is a singer also. I know that Eva, your son, is also a singer, and we played some of his music.
Yes.
But yeah, can I find this? Maybe I will play something of my daughter. Where is she? Easy Come, Sorry, Forever, Anticipation, Ilona Mira. Oh, okay, go on and tell her. Okay, none of the songs is there. Okay. Yeah, let's short version, very new song. And it's very unusual relationship because one of the most known Polish composer, pop composer, is living in America right now. He just flew to Los Angeles. We wrote 5 songs. My daughter had no choice. She went to the studio, recorded what I wrote with Adam Abramek, and short result, premiere. Listen Up. That's a good title for today's show. Listen Up.
The summer makes me wanna cry. Last winter made me warm. I miss you. Miss you. And time is running out. I'm walking on the beach alone. The sand looks like the snow. I miss you.
Felt your touch. Wow, and I stopped the song on this line. Anyway, I think from this moment on, I decided I will be writing only songs that I can brand. And listen up, that's my idea. Hey, every seller phone probably eventually will use this song when we'll send them for licensing and publishing. But again, Natasha Mira, Listen Up, and Ilona Europa, and Adam Abramek from Poland, who is coming to LA in 2 weeks and will be writing more, recording more artists. But that's a very cool song. I like it a lot. I know also that Christina is a singer.
Yes.
Okay, Christinka, you sing. I had 4 of your songs, and also I had something from your live show, which I would love people to really go to your website and sing you singing, because there are 2 different styles. You could be, and you are, a pop sounding singer, but also, like you say, you like the musical.
I come from a Broadway background. I come from New York, and that's really what.
But yeah. I think, you know, I know that you mentioned in your email that the songs that they were recorded a few years ago. Yes.
Yes, correct.
Then obviously, I would love to. You were younger. You were. The style of the music is just pop and it's lovely. Then I think people need to listen to you. And I chose the song. Hopefully you'll like it. It's your song, Worthwhile. I like the title again. And it's a very sweet, happy song. I like it.
Good.
Sometimes I lose it, but now I can sit back and enjoy the ride. 'Cause I know that I have you on my side. You make it look so easy, never let me down. Yeah, live it up and live it loud.
It's really cruel to stop song, but you know what? This is what is today's show's like. We have so much to talk about, but I wanted people to know, yes, you are a singer. Then, and you were saying something about knowing your number. What is your website?
Christina DeRose.
Oh, 1 second. I just didn't give you a voice.
Yes.
Now you have back.
My website is ChristinaDeRosa.com.
DeRosa.
Yes.
That's com. Everybody goes straight to Axenon and Axenon TV. All the links are there. Also, you are on Twitter, on everything. Yes,
yes, Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and Instagram and you name it, Google Plus and YouTube, and I'm all over there.
And people don't feel sorry for us that we need to say bye-bye in like 4 minutes, because you all can see us. And we'll be talking some more about Space Center, which we didn't talk yet about with Eva and Michał. Michael will talk more about the dangerous zone. Who is calling me? Not me. Gosh, Eva, you are popular.
I am true.
But yes, Eva, if people want to find
space,
you...
let me tell you quickly about space.
No,
1 minute.
Don't say about space, because okay. That's like, I want people to be so excited and
all
watch
right.
us. And we'll talk a week from now, next Monday, about everything. But tell me how people can get in touch with you if they have a lot of money and they want to invest.
Well, CaliforniaSpaceCenter.com, but investors are invited personally and privately, and because the project involves a lot of technology and a lot of innovation, we are not advertising it on the website, but you will see some magnificent films of the rocket launching that is taking place next to the Planned California Space Center.
People
next
go to
Vandenberg.
This is the future. This is the past. But
this
the future,
future
is more excited than what the past was, I think.
Totally.
So
the
much
space sense. Industry is not only rocket satellites, although I am into it too. It's also entertainment.
We are
it's
talking
lifestyle
entertainment.
And well, media platforms.
And we have
and
few amazing
publishing.
People that I think you will enjoy to meet. I'm talking Jimmy Holtz. Everybody knows him. He is the guru when it comes to shows, laser shows, and his space harp and instruments that you don't touch, but they play. I don't know how he does it, but we'll go to his house. We got invitation tonight, and I will try to connect us, and hopefully and a lot of presidents, a lot of big people were in his place, and it's just... I don't want to drop names, but I will soon. I can read his email. Amazing. Anyway, Michael Michał Lisiecki, if somebody wants to get in touch with you, how do they need to write to your newspaper? What do we need to do?
Twitter or on social media, you can find me. It's Michael Lisiecki, easy to find.
You have hundreds of thousands of people on a Facebook that loves you, and I say like, but I know you'll never find me, but how they can talk to you? Also, just Facebook too?
Yeah, it's easy.
I respond
to Twitter and Facebook my own, so it's easy.
Okay, I'll be calling, I'll be writing. Ilona, Christina, we too.
I'm impressed that you manage all the things around you, the music, the sound, the talk. You know, in media it used to be that there was a different person doing the music, different doing the talk, and different operating the instrument. And
I'm one of those.
Yeah.
And I have a cool dog, which I can also take him for a walk. But anyway, I want to bring him here, but you don't know that I'm a singer, but now Eva knows. But yes. I will finish the show like always with something of Ilona Europa, and I think something from UK, from Club Junkies, who just did the song, and it's called Eternal Kiss. And I want to kiss everybody because 2015 is gone, God thank you, and 2016 is coming.
Yay!
Eternal Kiss to everybody. Hope everybody will be dancing. We have a great show also in Resida. Everybody can have a New Year with us. Accent on sponsoring a New Year party. Come on over and see you Thursday. Bye.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.